Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. While much has been made of the... Absolutely. While much has been made of the unusual design of the bridge, most notably the use of concrete to encase stay cables, others have focused on the supposed lightning storm that took place during the collapse. From your perspective, what at the moment is the most plausible theory as to how the bridge collapsed?
There are a number of reasons, so it's not easy to say before we have a detailed investigation. But one thing is that the bridge was constructed started in 1963 and completed in 1967. So it's almost 51 years from now. So because of its aging, so there are a lot of reasons. The main thing to avoid that is there should be a good maintenance scheme. It seems that there is, but it seems that it's not effective.
Now, looking at, as you mentioned there, the aging of the bridge, around the turn of the century, I understand Genoa spent as much money repairing the bridge as it cost to originally build the bridge in the first place. With so much maintenance work having been done, in spite of the aging over the past few decades, if as much work has been done as recently as that, how could these structural problems have been overlooked?
I don't know. But normally for this kind, it's always talking about continuous observation and maintenance for the bridge since the 90s. But a lot of the time, I'm working in this area, a lot of time people, they spend money using the traditional way, but sometimes the traditional way cannot be that effective in maintenance of a bridge. The traditional way may be using whistle inspection or using now having some latest technology, using some local sensors to detect all that. But my advice is for this kind of bridges, we need to have a comprehensive structural health monitoring for this kind of bridges. So no matter if it's a new one or old one, we need to have this kind of system to monitor it, because this it will be much more thorough and comprehensive rather than using the traditional way.
And we should point out, even though we talk about this issue being overlooked, in 2012, Giovanni Calvini said that in 10 years' time, the Mirandi Bridge will collapse, and we will remember the names of those who said no. Now, when he says those who said no, he was actually referring to saying no to a proposed Grande di Genoa bypass, which would redirect a large majority of the 25 annual users of the Mirandi Bridge. Was this bridge actually ever built to handle such a large amount of traffic?
Normally, for bridge design, they should be, say, in UK, in Europe and in UK, they will build a bridge normally for 120 years. In Australia, for 100 years. So in those return periods, the bridge designer will already estimate what will be the deterioration of the structure, as well as what will be the growth of the traffic and all that. But a lot of the time, what we are talking about is during the design, and also there are a lot of changes are happen. Say, for example, in the situation in Australia, the demand of the fridge industry, because of the traffic required and the transportation required, we have increased our legal limit. And also, we in our design, we assume we can have heavier load for future bridge. But for the existing one, because we have the bridge deteriorated, at the same time, the loading increased. So you can anticipate that there should be problems. So a lot of the time, when the authorities, they consider that it is a problem, but they are not dealing with it properly.
Mm. And just as a final point, Tom, this event marks the fifth bridge collapse in 5 years in Italy, and it's obviously raised quite a lot of conversation about aging infrastructure in Europe in general. Now, those five bridge collapses, they each had their different structural causes. But looking forward, how can we, you mentioned monitoring before, how can we monitor, how can we study these bridges, or the experts study these bridges, to make sure this kind of tragedy doesn't occur again, or certainly doesn't occur any time in the near future?
Yes, whenever I have heard of any collapse, I just feel very sorry, and I just think that can be avoided. So a lot of time when I'm talking about PC, people using traditional way of inspection, using whistle inspection and all that, sometimes some of the critical area, they are either covered or they are inaccessible. So that will increase the difficulties in monitoring all these. So nowadays we have a very, the latest technology, it provides us with a very efficient way to monitor structure globally using their dynamic characteristics, as well as continuously monitor the static performance as well. So according to this bridge, they said that it's having constant monitoring. Because I have a friend in Italy, and he's a professor at the Torino Politecnico University. He said that this bridge has no structural health monitoring system. They are still using the traditional way to maintain this structure. So my piece of advice is, for the latest bridge, we should well consider this kind of system. Actually, this becomes almost mandatory for latest structures to consider this kind of behavior. In Australia, we have our bridge design code. Last year, we have the latest version. We include the FHM session, which was drafted by me, and it was released in last year. But the problem is, a lot of the industry or the road authorities, they are still not familiar with this kind of technology. So that's the main issue at the moment.
Well, Tommy, thank you very much. I do appreciate your time. Do appreciate you joining us on this morning, having a chat with us about this one.
Thank you.